Nightmares. I have had so many nightmares in the past that I don't exactly know which one to talk about. So I will talk about the recurring one that I have. It's my stress nightmare, it's my anxiety nightmare. And it's basically, I'm a waitress at this restaurant, and it's the flooring and the basic setup of the restaurant that kind of, you know, it's not very conventional. Let's just say that. So if you can imagine, you open the door up to this really big restaurant, and it's like a really, okay, if you can imagine an amphitheater or like a really large auditorium or something like that, very large, high ceilings, really, really big room. Now, but the thing is, you walk through the door and it's just a really long, narrow walkway. So it's around maybe 2 or so meters across. I don't know how much that is in feet. Feet, okay, maybe it's okay, 6 feet. Okay, let's just say it's around 6 feet across. And then it's just really, really long to the other side of the restaurant, basically. And then the rest of the flooring is sloped downwards. So from the top of, you know, the walkway, everything is sloped downwards at maybe, I don't know, a 60 degree slope, like a 50 degree slope, I don't know. But it was steep enough to, you know, not be comfortable walking along. The thing is, all the tables and chairs of this restaurant are bolted in along the slope. So while you can sit there and eat fine, doing waitressing there is hell, honestly. So you're picking up these plates and trays, and you're basically slipping and sliding and falling down these slopes constantly. And you can't really do anything aside from get up and try again. And the thing is, you keep on falling. And it's insane because, you know, it's completely impossible. It is completely futile. And I guess it's kind of self-explanatory then, you know, because it's my stress dream, my anxiety dream. And the fact that I do have it when I am stressed out, it's not exactly symbolic. It's very obvious what it's trying to say. I guess it's, you know, that I feel kind of powerless in the situation. But it's just so annoying. Like, who thinks up these things? Oh, I do, obviously, because my brain is the one dreaming it. Oh, man. Okay, I'll tell you about another one. In high school, I played a game called Total War Rome. I can't remember. My cousin used to let me play his games, and he was really into strategy type games and a lot about military tactics. So we had like Total War with, I think it was medieval Rome, you know, other ones. He also wow, is that, that's a plane, I'm not sure if you can hear that, but oh, he also let me play Age of Empires, which I was terrible at. All I did was get up like a custom map and then build my own army, and then watch them fight each other. Because I'm a great person. I never did the campaigns. Granted, I was younger, but yeah. I think, no, actually, that was Age of Mythology that I kind of pit armies against and watched them kill each other, but wow, that sounds so morbid. But yeah, no, getting back to the point. So I had this phase of being, I guess, introduced to military tactics of ancient civilizations. So this was in high school. I had this dream, this nightmare. I don't know if it was a nightmare. Some of it was kind of scary, but some of it was just like, you know, whatever. I was a Roman general, which is kind of stupid because I'm female and that doesn't happen. And also, I'm not Italian. You know, I'm nowhere near Italy. I was a Roman general, and basically my classmates were either a part of my army or, okay, it was the Romans against the Greeks and the Gauls. I'm not sure why the Gauls were there. I'm not really sure how I kind of decided who was, you know, participating in this battle, but I was a Roman general. I was heading the Roman army, and it was kind of cool, except for the fact that I had a lot of useless people in my army. Okay, I remember there was one girl, I think she was my friend at the time, she brought a book. It's like, I was like, okay, bring your weapons, and she brought a book. And I'm like, I understand that knowledge can be, you know, powerful, but no, you must bring something you can kill people with. I remember there was one person who bought a bow and arrow, and I was like, that's great. They got killed, like, pretty much straight away. It was terrible. And it was just really insane. But okay, there was a moment when we were in battle, and then it was strange. Okay, I know this is really weird because it wasn't an ancient Roman weapon. It was, I think it's Persian or something. It's one of those, I think this may be affected by me watching someone else play games or something. Okay, it's the sword. Okay, I don't know what it's called. I'm gonna look it up. I'm Googling right now, but because I need context. Okay, basically there was a sword that was like kind of curved, and I had it like on my belt, and then at one point I was running and it swung up and it sliced the side of me. And that was painful, very painful. And that was really jumbled up. It was really dumb. And I don't remember who won and who got killed. I'm pretty sure I didn't die, but I was severely injured. Oh, another nightmare I had was after I watched my cousin play Bioshock. I had a nightmare that I was in Rapture. And it was really, really scary. And the thing is, okay, if you haven't played Bioshock before, then you might not really understand what I'm talking about. But the thing is, for anyone who doesn't know what Rapture is an underwater city, basically. Yes, it is an underwater city. It's not like Atlantis kind of thing. It's more that, we want to build a civilization that is free from oppression and, you know, that will kind of, I guess, encourage people to be their best in terms of like inventing things, in terms of science, in terms of, you know, let's not have any rules and let's have everyone fulfill their potential. And so there's these things called plasmids, and people inject these plasmids into them and then they get these powers, basically. I'm trying to explain this in a like a non-weird way as possible. And then there are, oh no, you see, I can't bring it up. There's so many things to bring up. There's like the little sisters as well, and then they have these like giant syringes. Oh no, this is no. Okay, let's just keep it simple. Basically in the game, it's like a post-apocalyptic kind of thing. It's a very dystopian world, and when the character lands there, it's, you know, it's basically abandoned, and everything is in ruins. Everything is kind of like, whoa, what's going on? And there are people who have basically gotten high off of these plasmids that they've injected in themselves, and they've become crazy, and they have these Venetian masks, and, well, not Venetian, like some of Venetian kind of like animals masks and everything, and it's really scary. And I just, oh my god, and they're just trying to kill you, and you have to kill them, and it's just really, really scary. And so I was there with two other of my friends. One was actually my friend, one was my friend's best friend, who I had a crush on at the time. I used to call him Skywalker because his name was Luke. Yeah, no, genius, right? But yeah, they had some really nice hats on in my dream, which doesn't really Yeah, no, it was really scary because there's a part in Bioshock where... No, I'm not going to... Okay, this is... No, look, it's really eerie and I just... No, I guess... No. Like, even just thinking about it, it was just really, really scary. And the thing is, I don't think Bioshock was really that scary to play, but to actually be immersed in Rapture and just that world and how eerie everything was and how scary and... this dystopian world where it's just, oh no, and it's like, you know, would you kindly, no, let's not go there. Okay, I think I've rambled on for long enough, but yeah, I don't think my nightmares have been, no, I've had a lot of worse nightmares, but they're not really things that are good for sharing because it paints me as a very crazy person, and I'm not really a crazy person. I'm actually kind of on edge at the moment and kind of tense now, but yeah, I am not. Oh no. Okay, let's just hold it there. And okay, I'm fine. I'm okay. Thank you for listening, and I will disappear now.